stack of Kalen Paragraph of Dalit Mishnah design, Shalosh Pinkasios Hain. There are three different types of writing tablets with different dinim as far as Tumah and Tara. Ha Pefarin Tmeh Meretz. A writing tablet that's coated with dust. And you would write by inscribing on the dust. It is Makabel Tumah Meretz. It would become an Avet Tumah for Zavar. Zavar Nida would sit on it. The reason being is that this type of writing tablet is very large. And when you're not writing on it, it's used as a chair to sit on it, so it's considered Meyuchad L'Yeshiva. V'sheyesh ba beis kibo shayva tmeya tmei mix. A smaller writing tablet that has a receptacle for wax, meaning to say, the way this writing tablet is used, it is coated with wax, and you would inscribe on the wax. In such a case, it's not used for sitting since it's not that large, but it would be considered a kli, and would become an avat tumah if it came into contact with, or was under the same oil as a mix. V'chalaka tahara miklum. But a smooth writing tablet, that wax is not coated on it, instead you write on it with ink or something else. In such a case, that writing tablet is not makabel tumah at all. It is completely tar. As since it is made out of wood and is totally smooth, it's pshute kliat. It's a wooden kli without a receptacle, which is not makabel tumah. There are three different types of bed that are made out of wood. Each bed has a different din, as far as Tumah and Tara. A bed that was made for lying down on would become Tamei Meder, if a Zavar Zavar or Nida would sit on it, since it's Miyuchad L'Yeshchiva. Shelzagagin Tmeya Tmei Meder. A bed that's used by glass makers, they put their glassware on this bed. The bed would become an avat tumah if it came into contact with or was under the same oil as a maid, but it would not become tamei meretz, since the bed is not used for lying down. Now, even though this bed is pshute kliyet, the kliyet is without a receptacle, which is not makabel tumah, but as we have said earlier, midrabanan, pshute kliyet is makabel tumah. If it's mishamshe kelim va'adam, if you put kelim on it, it's also mishamish the person, so in this case, since it's mishamshe kelim va'adam, it's makabel tumah midrabanan. As opposed to the first case where the bed is used for lying down, then even minatora is makabel tumah, as minatora, any type of kli whatsoever that's used for sitting or lying down on, would be makabel tumah smeders. B'shal saragin tahara miklum. A bed that's used by net makers, and while they're making the nets are on the bed. In such a case, that's not considered mishamshe kelim va'adam. It's not considered that it's serving the kelim and the person, as we don't store the nets on the bed, just the nets are on the bed while he's making them. So therefore, it has it in like any other pshute kliyot, and it's not makabel tumah, it's completely tar.